Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's Jones and Keith.
Let's
sorry,
go.
We
got,
oh,
I'm
sorry.
Oh, what are you doing in there?
Well, we got a couple of chatty Cathys in here.
We got, well, we were just, Keith and I are, we're socialites now. Yep. I don't know if you, heard that in the crossover, but we're socialites now.
We got a big invite.
We're
to
men
the party
about,
tonight.
We're men about town. Yep. We're socialites and
that's what we do. Yeah,
influencers.
We would you say we're influencers?
We're influencers, I would say. And so, yes, we were talking to Greg about the big event, as men about town would do.
Yep. Obviously, we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
Of course, we're going.
We're invited. I'm going stag. You going stag?
I'm
going
to go stag.
Just like prom. I'm going stag.
You never know. You got to keep your options open. That kind of thing.
I want to know, like, who's
smart.
There. Yeah.
Right.
Which girl has a crummy boyfriend? Mm-hmm. You know, you go stag to prom.
Oh, that's that guy's too drunk here. Yeah, I slide in.
That's
what
all the popular kids do.
I get it.
Just like prom, I'm going stag to this thing.
Smart.
And so I'm sorry. So we got a little chatty there. It's the first time we've tested the limits of the bed.
I thought it was a longer song than that. I guess it just kind of
unlike
just kind of pull the plug.
Unlike prom, testing the limits of the bed. And so, okay. Well, here we go. Jones and Keith, a lot to get to on the program today. As you heard in the crossover, and Keith, thank God I remembered it because it's not something I typically remember.
Yeah.
We will be giving away tickets to see Dave Chappelle today.
Woo!
On the show. That's to the biggest Jones and Keith fan. Now, Greg asks, is that on size? Is that a larger man?
Oh, the biggest?
That's a larger woman? That's we would accept that.
Yeah, in this case, no. It does not. Size doesn't
matter. We're not
going
to size shame. It could be the people next to Keith on the Spirit Airlines flight.
Yep.
Which, by the way, tough week for Spirit Airlines.
Every week's a tough week for Spirit Airlines.
Tough eternity for Spirit
that
Airlines.
Is.
But it could be a large couple individuals. Or they could just be big fans of the show. But we will be doing that at some point today, so I would go nowhere. I would make sure you're listening all day long.
Right. What's your knowledge of the show that
is going to be helpful
in you winning these tickets?
Yeah, like
it's
someone,
Dave Chappelle and Killer Mike.
Yes, Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike, MGM, a week from today.
Yes.
And we'll be giving away two tickets to go to that show. If you look on the secondary market, they are pricey.
Yes.
And you can get them here free just for being a big fan of Jones and Keith.
Pretty
we have
good.
A lot coming up on the show today. We will get to the Patriots, more on Drake May, his development. Who should we credit for the development of Drake May? I'm curious about that. We'll get into the Bruins. Big win last night, maybe saving Jim Montgomery's job. But let's start with the Boston Celtics. They lose to the Atlanta Hawks last night. Tip-in, not at the buzzer, but late in the game, a tip-in from Atlanta. Mm. Celtics lose 117-116. I discussed it in the crossover with Greg and Wiggy and Courtney. I am concerned about the Celtics.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's a long season. And I feel like, you know, last year, obviously they won the title. There were times where they would lose to the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell or the Lakers without LeBron and Anthony Davis or some of these other teams like that weren't even great teams and then didn't have their best players. So no Trae Young last night. They just beat the Hawks with Trae Young by like 30 not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now no Trae Young. And it did feel like they kind of were like sleepwalking through the game. Even when they were up 15 in the third quarter.
That's what's concerning.
Yeah, but I think come playoff time,
they're taking teams lightly and they're sleepwalking. That's exactly what's concerning.
So I guess to me it's not concerning because I don't think you would have that in a big game. I don't think you'd have that in a playoff game. You know, like I think that's why there aren't a lot of teams that win 70 games. There's not a lot of teams that win 65 games. Like it just every year the teams lose games all the time that they probably shouldn't.
They lost to Golden State, but they didn't sleepwalk through that game. Like in fairness,
they were in it.
Yeah. That was not an effort thing. That was just they got outplayed. Which I was less concerned with Golden State than I was last night. Is that a fair way to put it?
Do you think they were distracted by the court? Do you think the court threw him off?
Maybe.
Derek White was even like, his head was spinning at halftime when they were talking to him.
I'll be honest, I like the NBA Cup. I'm
I know
on
you
record
like the
saying
cup.
I like the NBA Cup.
Do you
cup?
Like the court?
No, not last night. Okay. I like some of the courts, but I didn't like the Celtics court last night, no.
Here's what I think. If you're going to go for it, go all out. Shouldn't the ball be like a different color? Well, I feel like go nuts.
They are different basketballs, but it's
the basketball's different, but it's not like...
It's not green.
It should be, and you don't want to steal the Harlem Globetrotters, but it should be like three different colors.
Yeah, it should be
like crazy. Or maybe, yeah, maybe it should be like green and black and sort of separate it, you know, be like, hey, that's a real home court ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're already going wild with the court. You're already just like bedazzling the court. You're going crazy. I don't really mind it. I actually think it's a decent enough idea. Unlike you, I don't like the NBA Cup. But if you're going to do it, I think you should be able to tune in and know that it's a different type of game. So I understand why they do it with the court. But go all out. Go crazy. Wear different uniforms. Wear different everything.
I don't get not liking the NBA Cup. I don't get it.
I'll tell you why.
I get not attaching significance to, like, if you win it, it means you're going to win a championship. Like, that's not the case. I thought it was important for the Celtics to prove as a measuring stick last year that they could execute in a one-off, high-stakes, quote-unquote, for a regular season game, high-stakes environment. It didn't matter. So I was wrong about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do like attaching stakes, as minimal as they are. I like attaching stakes to a game in November. And I like a tournament that I can get into if the Celtics advance that far. They lost last night. I like having that to watch. That's better than just pure regular season basketball. It doesn't count any different in the standings. Maybe teams take it a little more seriously. Maybe you get marginally better basketball in November and December, which is necessary because the NBA season is so long with so many meaningless games. I like it. And I really don't get what's not to like about the tournament aside from the court last night, which was atrocious.
I think, and maybe this is the big, ugly American in me, but we're just so ingrained that it's the championship. It's a Super Bowl, NBA title, World Series, Stanley Cup. Like, those are the only things that are important. And this is such a European soccer gimmick where it's like, hey, we're going to like take a little break from our league, or we're going to play these games that actually, these games count towards this, these games count towards that. And they've tried to blend the two. Like, this game counts in the standings. I get it. Like, it counts in the regular standings, but it's also like a special little cup. And then you give away this like prize in the middle, and it's like, well, no.
So the prize I don't care about. Maybe that incentivizes down the bench players. I'm sure.
Well, no, they want the money, and I get wanting the money.
I'm sure Keita cares about
it. Yeah.
But the big stars, that's irrelevant money.
No.
So I care about that part less. It's a better watch. And when you start getting into the games closer to the end of the group stage, where you get into the tournament format, your scoring differential matters. Remember how cool that was last year?
They hated it.
Okay,
the players hated it.
I don't think so.
Yes, they did.
I don't think so.
Remember Jaylen Brown was like, that's not the game. Like, we shouldn't have to try to win by 40.
I don't think all players hated it.
I mean, maybe not. Not everybody agrees on anything.
I think it was a cool element to watch. And I care less about the players, to be honest. I want watchability in November because the players probably care about these games a lot more than I do.
I think the
NBA...
And
this makes me care a little more and watch and pay attention and invest.
Did the NBA do this because they thought fans would care, or did they do it because they were like, all right, we have 82 games and we want to try to, you know, make the players care more, and then therefore you'll have better product? Like, I don't know, or there's more money, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's a monetary thing. It's something they could sell. The tournament games, the one-off games in Vegas are good. Like, those are something people will tune into. I don't think you tune in any more last night going, oh my God, it's Celtics Hawks, NBA Cup.
No.
But there are minor stakes to it. And yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get viewers to watch games that normally they wouldn't. Normally, Celtics Hawks on a Tuesday night, tune out. Like, unless you're the hardest hardcore Celtics fan, normally you go, nah, I watch Monday Night Football. I watch football all weekend. Tonight might not be the night I fully invest. Again, unless you're a media member or hardcore fan or something like
but
that.
But a casual's not watching it because it's the NBA Cup, I don't think.
No, but I think you're more likely to.
Maybe.
I think you're more likely to than in the past.
Because of the court.
Because of the court. Because of the stakes. Like, you can't deny there's no stakes. There are stakes to it.
But there's zero stakes to me.
You either advance to go to this tournament in Vegas, which I think players want to go to Vegas.
So there's stakes for the players. There's literally $500,000 for the players. I say for me and Joey Bag of Donuts watching the game at home, there's literally zero stakes.
But you don't want to see the Celtics in a one-off game, quarterfinal, semifinal, championship for the NBA Cup.
I mean,
you don't want to see that?
Obviously, I'll watch it, but no, because I'll wait for the real playoffs. Like, give me the real playoffs.
I know, but those
matters.
Are 6 months away. This is right now.
This is a little lead up to it.
Yeah.
This is all this.
This is something you can have right now.
Yeah.
We all want immediacy, Keith. We have no, no attention span. We all have short attention spans. You want to wait 6 months before you see competitive basketball?
The NBA title.
Is competitive basketball right now.
But they should be playing competitive basketball every night.
That's
the idea.
But they don't.
Yeah, but so you think last night is killing the players because they didn't win their first NBA Cup game? Probably not.
I don't.
Probably not.
But I think they might care a little bit more about the Cleveland game in a couple of weeks.
I think the guys on the end of the bench will. Like you said, the guy's making $60 million, probably don't care about an extra $500,000. They wouldn't even notice it was there or left. But the other guys, sure. The other guys, it matters quite a bit. But, you know, I want the team to win as many games as possible. So if that means you end up advancing in the cup and you end up winning the cup, like, great. I wanted them at the beginning of the year to chase the team record. What did we say? 67 wins? Like, chase that. Like, you're one of the great teams of all time. Like, go after that.
Do you think that's done? That might be done.
9-3. No, because what can you have? You can have how many losses? We got to do the math on this now.
Yep, I'll do it.
15 losses.
You're so much better at math than me.
I think
82 times 0.75.
No, not times anything.
Yeah.
Okay, they can lose 15 times.
Percentage.
They can lose 50. They can lose 12 more games.
Yeah. Right now, they have 750 winning percentage. They're on pace for 62 wins. So they're behind the pace right now.
They're behind the pace, no doubt. I mean, they just lost. But I think if they can rip off another winning streak, they can get back in the mix. I mean, in another month, we can take a look at it and see how close they are. But I guess, you know, the game itself, so take the cup part aside, they played down to their competition. They blew a 15-point lead. They took a bunch of threes, obviously, but they didn't do a good job at defending the paint. They didn't do a good job at stopping fast break buckets. Like, they didn't. Overall, it was a letdown of a game. And a game they should have won. They were up by 15 in the second half and no Trae Young on the other side.
So it's absolutely a game they should have won. The Hawks may be better off without Trae Young.
So there's a story there.
I said this in the playoffs. Did they play Atlanta last year? God, it all blends together. Was that 2 years ago?
That would have been two, yeah.
And so they played him in the playoffs 2 years ago, and I was like, they should bench Trae Young. Now, Trae Young ended up having a good finish to the series, but you could even see it then. DeJounte Murray, they were better with him.
Good teams just abuse him defensively.
Yeah.
Like, it's like worse than Peyton Pritchard. When a team like sees him out there, they just go after him. And then he's such a high-volume shooter, and then if it's not going down, it's like, oh, boy.
So the Hawks played well. You could see early they weren't going to go anywhere. They were good with second-chance points, as you said, Keith. The Celtics were horrible with turnovers. Jalen had 6. Tatum had 5.
Yeah, sloppy.
Celtics, again, launched a bazillion threes, right? 40% they shot from 3, but they shot 45 threes in the game. And you just have to wonder, are they settling too much? Are they locked in on defense? It's another 117 points for Atlanta, who shot 51% from the floor. I just think their defense has been poor from the first game. You know I felt that way.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And that's not every single game. They've had good games mixed in there. I actually thought the Warriors game, ironically, which is a game they lost and gave up 118 points, I thought that was a game where they locked in a little bit on defense and played competitively on defense. You're just going against a really, really, really talented offensive team and Steph Curry, who murders you at the end of these games. I was okay with their defense in that one. I've been okay with their defense in select games. But largely, I think it's been poor. And that's effort. Rebounding is effort. Defense is effort. And I don't think the Celtics' effort has been good enough. That's all. It doesn't mean they can't win.
Well, didn't we say one of the biggest issues they were going to have is just complacency?
Staying motivated,
like,
yes.
Every team goes in saying it's the Celtics.
Yes.
If we can beat the Celtics, that sort of makes our whole month. Like, what a great win that would be.
And
every night.
They go in expecting to win.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially when you take a guy away. Like, I really think that. Not that Trae Young is the be-all, end-all, but if Trae Young's out there, maybe they're a little bit more locked in. They're like, hey, we gotta really defend this guy. And then they build up a bigger lead, and the Hawks just have a little bit of quit in them, and it's over. But that wasn't the case.
Okay, Jalen basically said this after the game. He's like, we thought we were going to win. We thought we were going to win this game, and it showed. Here's Jalen.
I think mentally, we just was too careless tonight. We expected to win, too careless. And it showed. I think the number one category it showed was on our turnovers. Uncharacteristic of us to have 20 turnovers and under any circumstance. I just think that just displayed that, you know, we wasn't in sync like we normally were. So we got to be better at that. And, you know, I got to be better at that.
Okay. So we thought we were going to win.
Yep.
It showed.
Clearly.
He says it showed in their turnovers. I think that was sloppiness. I don't know if that was their attitude, but he felt that way.
But I think just when you think you're going to win, you're not
locked in.
No.
Right.
There's no attention to detail, and you're like, no matter what. Because then I think even when you're on offense and you turn the ball over, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get them back because
they're the Hawks and we're the Celtics.
Oh, they're chipping away. Like, the 15-point lead is disappearing. And even as poorly as they played and kind of lackadaisical, if Tatum hits that three at the end of whatever their last possession, they're up by 4.
That thing was 95% down.
I was
99%
down. I know, Mike. They win by – so then they're up 4. Hawks come down, whatever, foul, no foul, and the game's over. And you're like, ugh, like they win and survive an ugly game. But not the case.
No.
So maybe, like, I don't know, like, do they take this and they learn from this a little bit? Maybe. Like, just, hey, remember the last time when we – right, like, to your point – playing the Warriors, it's not the same thing. It's not. Oh, we lost the Warriors. Now we're going to be locked in more. It's like, no, you guys were pretty locked in, and Steph Curry's a killer and whatever. You can't take anybody lightly. Even a Hawks team that is under 500 without their best player, you still got to finish the game.
Well, and here's how the Celtics are going now. They're starting poorly. One of the things I applauded them for early against New York in some of those early games is that Tatum started great. They're starting poorly. They're falling behind in all these games early.
Yeah.
Like, Milwaukee was up big on them early. Brooklyn, who they had to go to overtime against, that is a win in the standings. But going to overtime against Brooklyn, kind of a loss. So their last four games, it's not a one-off. Anybody brushing this aside as a one-off is understating it. They lost to Golden State, which I don't have a huge problem with effort-wise. They go to overtime against Brooklyn. They fall way behind against Milwaukee in that game. They lose to Atlanta. When I say I'm concerned, Keith, if you're asking me Celtics or field, I'm still picking the Celtics.
Yeah.
But
you just thought it'd look better.
They're not
now
playing
through
well.
12
games. That's all. We should be allowed to say they're just not playing well. And you can brush that aside for whatever. It's November. They're irrelevant games. They're complacent. They don't have Porzingis. They're going to get him back. Tatum's not 100%. Like, there's a lot of things you can say.
Yeah, what do you think about that, by the way?
And qualifiers you can put on it. But the fact of the matter is they're not playing well. There might be reasons for it, but they're not.
Well, Tatum and Brown both dealing with a little something. No excuses. Well, they both played.
Brown looked fine besides the free throw shooting.
Yeah.
Brown and the turnovers.
But
Brown
looked
fine.
Missed a handful of games. And so maybe it's more rust than, like, how's his hip doing? Mm-hmm. But he missed a handful of games. Tatum obviously dealing with some sort of, like, a ankle thing or whatever. You know me. I'm never going to say, well, wait till they get Porzingis back. Like, he's literally, like, a bonus. Like, if you get Porzingis, great. And if you don't, I think you can still win without him because they proved that they could still win without him last year. But I think that they need to, and this might be a Mazzulla thing, and it'll be interesting because I think Mazzulla would probably tell you night in and night out, if we make more threes than the other team and shoot a decent enough percentage, we're going to win every time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah.
They made way more threes than Atlanta
last night.
You made
more threes. You took more threes.
It was like 18-10. You took
45. They took 32. So you shot
40%. Yeah.
You shot 40% from three.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know off the top of my head, but last year, I feel like that number, the team was insane. Like, if they shot as a team for the game, 40%, they won almost every time. So he's probably looking at that like, well, how the hell? But then it goes back to Jaylen Brown's point. You can't turn the ball over 20 times and then give up a bunch of fast break points, second chance points. I mean, second chance points literally were the killer when you take a look at how the game ended.
I mean, right. You lost the game on
because
second chance
that.
Points.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think I heard Wiggy say this morning. That's how they lost to Golden State. Like, Curry killed them, but Kevon Looney got big offensive rebounds.
Right.
So that's something to watch. That's all. Am I still picking the Celtics to win the championship against the field? Yes.
Yeah.
Are they playing well? No.
No.
So when I say I'm concerned, that's what I'm talking about. You guys can agree or disagree. All your thoughts on the Celtics last night, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith.
Right back at it tonight, too.
Yeah.
No, not messing around.
And Tatum said he's playing, so I don't want to hear that he's hurt. Tatum said he's playing tonight on the second night of a back-to-back, so he ain't hurt.
Nope.
We'll get into Tatum and his night. I also want all your thoughts on the NBA Cup. Do you like it? Did you like the court? Is it meaningless? Do you hate that the NBA is doing it? We'll get to all your thoughts on that on the phones and on the text line, 37937. Lots of ways you can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A couple of good texts here, Keefe, 37937, about our big giveaway today.
Huge giveaway today, Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike.
Chappelle, Killer Mike, a week from today at MGM Fenway. Here we go. This is a good question. I'm only a fan of Keefe. Would I be eligible to win both tickets or just one? That's a great question.
Because, again, it's going to be if you have some knowledge of the show, if you've been a listener for the last 2 months or whatever that we've been on, there's going to be a little Jones and Keefe trivia. So if you are up on that, you can win these tickets. But to answer your question, I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, I think you'd be good.
I think you'd be all right.
I mean, I just hope you could get any Jones-related questions right.
That's true.
Fingers crossed, but you'll have
it. You might know it anyway.
We're not going to turn you away. If you're a fan of Keefe, if you're a fan of 50% of the show, honestly, that's pretty good. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Separate text. I don't like that we're getting so many of these. Do I have to be a fan of you both?
Oh, boy.
Now that we don't know.
Not the same person?
We don't know who that one's. We don't know who that one's talking
about. No,
we
don't. It could be anybody.
They could really hate you.
Just fan of the show, not necessarily the hosts.
That's a good point, too.
You might like Billy and Nick.
You might just love Billy and Nick. That's also true.
The vibes, as people would say.
Good vibes.
They might just like the vibes.
It's a good vibe show.
Yeah.
Speaking of the vibes, we're going to try to bring those to Ernie Box tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Adam in the truck has a thought. Go ahead, Adam.
All right, Adam.
So, the Keith Keys of the night for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Because we're men about town.
Dress up as Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
We probably should.
You know what?
I agree.
It's not the most. It's we talked about this.
We literally, as soon as Greg extended the invitation, we were like, we're obviously going to fit in very well there. So what should we do? We should dress up like Lloyd and Harry. Get ourselves an orange and a blue suit, top hat, canes.
Yeah, now if I weren't
just because what
if
I
weren't
do,
such a lazy person, that plan would be executed.
It'd be
but I'm so lazy that I just yeah, that sounds like work.
I only want to do it so when we walk in the doorway, I can take the cane and just drill you in the leg with it,
like full speed. I like the little dance.
Yeah.
Which one does it now? Why can't I remember if it's Harry or Lloyd who does the little like?
Oh, I
is
think,
it?
I think Harry does. Oh no, I think Lloyd does it.
Yeah. It's a good solid dance, and then you just get drilled by the cane.
I don't know if there's going to be any owls there tonight that we can bid on, but I'm not ruling it out.
No,
there could be anything there.
I'm not ruling it out either.
Yeah.
You know? Has the money in their pocket for doubles for two plates of food?
Two plates of food, and then I'll have my...
Maybe 1 second.
What's like the
Banaka.
Banaka.
Yeah.
Got my Banaka spray into people's face.
So that's tonight. We're going to be men about town.
Yep.
Socialites. Is what we're going to be.
Who's the dead man that hit me with the salt shaker?
So, you know, if you have any suggestions for
how we
should dress, act, fit in.
Just act casual.
Yeah, act casual. Yeah.
Is
it possible?
Be like Tom Hanks and big.
Okay, I was.
Big long tailcoats and eating the little corns off the salad.
Is it possible they've invited us
to make fun of us?
Well, that or worse, Keith.
There's no potty at all.
It's the ninth hole at 9. We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you out there, guys. Yeah. Sprinklers, come on.
Tip of the pro.
come
on.
Maybe they're going to like hunt us for sport.
Oh, you think it's like the greatest game or whatever?
Yeah.
Survival. Oh, the menu.
Is that what it was?
More recent.
I was thinking more like John Leguizamo and the Pest. But yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're going to be hunted for sport. You don't even know.
Or you're going to be laid on a table and covered in sushi.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice.
Kind of like
you
that.
Guys are centipieces.
I don't know how the upper crust lives.
We're about to find out.
You know what it is?
They're about to find out.
You guys are coming to America.
Yep. Yep.
You guys are going to be parking cars and serving drinks.
That's fine. Because you know what I'll do is I'll take a couple drinks for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
honestly,
that's a good night's work.
I'll sit in somebody's car.
I mean, tips alone, we could probably make a small fortune.
Oh,
I'll park cars there.
Yeah, I think we'd be
a couple PS5s
doing pretty well.
Few PS5s, although the kind of cars that I would have to park, I think would be a little intimidating.
Can you drive a stick?
No, I never have.
No, so I guess
it's not good.
They show up there, we're the valet. They're like,
"You guys are pushing cars into spots."
I can't drive this. I don't know how to drive a stick.
He's pushing, what do
you think?
Steering.
You think I'm an adult man? No. I don't know how to drive a stick.
My dad had that conversation with me a while ago. This was like years and years and years ago. It somehow came up that I can't drive stick. He's like, you can't?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know. I've never had it.
You're the one who was supposed to teach me.
Nobody's ever shown me how.
You were supposed to show me, Dad.
Come on.
Teach me, Dad.
So, no, that is one of the many non-masculine things about me.
Yeah, no.
One of just a small
It's a generational thing with the Jones family. My father couldn't drive a stick.
Oh, he couldn't? Oh, my dad could drive anything.
I can't drive. Wait,
my drive anything.
Yeah, my dad could beat up your dad. So.
Oh, really?
So my dad can drive a stick. I can't drive a stick. Lucas has no shot.
No
There's
way.
A gener-
he might not even be able to drive a car by this point.
What is that? That's the opposite of generational wealth. What is that? It's just generational failure.
Yes.
Generations upon generations of Jones.
That's sad.
Can't drive sticks. Not adult men.
No.
So that's us tonight. We'll take your suggestions on it all day long. 617-779-7937. Big giveaway today on the show. You want to see Dave Chappelle? Of course you do. Killer Mike? Of course you do. MGM Fenway? We'll be doing that. The show is a week from today. Biggest Jones and Keefe fan. We're seeking you out all day long. We'll give those away. We'll tell you how you can win. We're going to get to the Bruins later on in the show. Patriots thoughts as well first.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Trending with Billy Lane. Joe Mazzulla last night following the Celtics loss. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, what is that? That's our face in a basketball? Is that what that is?
What is that? Honest to God, what is that?
I had not seen that before. I meant to move the screen there, Keith.
Is that you or me, or is that both of us? What is that?
That's definitely me.
And
that's horrifying. That you can't tell you and me apart. That's bad. It's a bad sign for you.
I have horrible eyes. I have terrible eyesight.
But yeah, that's my face kind of.
In a basketball?
Yes, correct. In a basketball.
All right. I guess it's gone now. That's shocking to see. Holy smokes.
Is that supposed to be like the new NBA cup ball or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I do want a new NBA cup ball. It's not different enough. If you're going to go all out.
Scal's doing a lot of bitching about the ball. Him and Drew Carter were doing a lot of bitching about the basketball last night.
Yeah.
What?
No, I they're not my favorite.
It sounds like you're with them.
It should be crazier. Yeah. It should be like glow in the dark.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. You're at the opposite end.
No, I want it to be like extreme. Like if you're going to do it up big. The court, not crazy enough. The court should like sparkle. There should be like 4-point, 5-point shots. The NBA Cup should be like a different
brand. Like the all-star court, like LED.
Yes. Yeah, do the LED.
Okay, I'm with you on the court. Why does it have to be 4 and 5 point shots? I'm with you on a crazy court.
Just to make it a little bit different. Just to get people to buy
it. Rock and jock rules.
I like the NBA Cup. I like it.
You're the only one.
I don't think I'm the only one.
I've never met anybody else who likes it.
I don't think I'm the only one.
Billy,
please.
Nick, you guys like the NBA Cup?
Couldn't care less about it.
Okay, Nick?
I'm out.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I enjoy seeing the silly courts.
Courts are fun.
Okay, so that's something
fun
about it.
But I wasn't
like,
man, we got to win this game tonight.
Okay, but are you ever like that with basketball in November? Like, that to me is a false equivalency. Are you ever like, we got to win this game against the Hawks in November? No, you're never like
but
that.
But then
you
say
already
it's the same,
weren't.
Then.
You already weren't like that.
Say it's the same.
Okay, it's not worse.
And it didn't say it worse.
Okay, but it's definitely not worse. And it might be marginally better because there are stakes to it. No.
Mm.
For the viewer, not just me. I am a viewer.
So this is
but
where
for
I,
the,
but
there
this,
are marginal stakes
this
to
is
it.
Where
you
I push
can
back.
Advance to Vegas and play in a one-off tournament.
I don't want my team playing more games than they have to.
They're not playing more games unless they get all the way to the final.
Well, yeah, you want them to get to the final, in which they play more games. I don't want them playing more games.
But only two teams are going to play one extra game.
But they might.
They might.
So I don't want that.
Not at the rate they're going, but they might.
But you're saying that there are marginal stakes, and I would say for me, the viewer, there is not. I think most people.
So you're not more interested in watching. Was it the Celtics and Pacers last year? And then was
Pacers
that the quarterfinal
knocked
them
out,
game?
Right? Yeah. Wasn't it Pacers lost to the Lakers, obviously?
Correct.
Because
then
we made
fun
of the Lakers, yeah.
And so I don't know. I think those games in Vegas are cool. And I think the home court games, when you're playing your way in, these group stage ones, I admit, aren't much different other than the court and the basketball and the talk about the NBA Cup, which is just beginning. If they get to quarterfinal, semifinal, final of the NBA Cup, I think that's cool, and I do think there are stakes to it, much more so than a regular basketball game in November or December.
I don't see it. I really don't. Like, when they play the Warriors again this year in the regular season versus, say, they made it to the cup final and they were playing the Kings, I'd be more interested in that Warriors game. I want to see how they defend Curry. I want to see them, hopefully, Jaylen Brown.
They may get the Warriors again, Keith.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But, like, I'm just saying, they do play them again in Golden State, and I would rather see Jaylen Brown go up against Steve Kerr and see if he does any differently than Tatum and, like, that kind of thing than if they played, you know, a random good team in the cup final.
Yeah. When do they play OKC? OKC and the Celtics are generally regarded. They're the two highest win total teams. You don't play OKC.
January 5th,
You don't play them until the new year. So, I don't know, maybe it's an early preview to get a chance to see how they measure up against the Thunder early on. And maybe more so than the Thunder even for them, but I do think there are stakes to it. The Thunder can see how they measure up against the Celtics. And the Celtics can prove that, all right, we might sleepwalk through some games in the regular season, but we're still the Celtics. There's a chance to do that. Do they need to do it? No. But as a viewer, I'd rather watch that than just random basketball games in November.
Last night's a good example of it might mean something to the players, but it doesn't mean everything to the players.
It definitely doesn't mean everything.
I don't think they have that kind of performance in a playoff game, and certainly not like a game 7 of a playoff game. They might lose, but I don't think it's up by 15 and then lose to a team that you're so much better than. And that's what it was last night. So even though some of them are saying, hey, the court's different and this means a little bit different and like, hey, we can make more money along the way. Like, they have to incentivize the players because they know they're not just going to care about the NBA Cup itself. But then they still lose but to the Atlanta Hawks.
I like these two. 3-7, 93-7. So if they win the cup and lose the final, you think that's a good season? No, of course not.
Yeah, Jones.
I would no one's saying
you'd celebrate
that.
The cup.
No one's saying I would rather them win the NBA Cup than the final.
Do you think each
player should have a day with the cup?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go to their hometown with it, do whatever they want,
and
take pictures.
The Celtics, from what I've told, every team that wins the NBA Cup has to raise a banner.
Yeah, you heard that from Terp, so who knows?
Yeah. What do you mean, who knows?
I said, who knows?
That's a weekly guest on Jones and Keith.
Has anybody...
Don't belittle our guest.
11:45 today with Terp, but has anybody...
don't miss it.
Have you heard anybody else say that?
No.
Okay.
Just have checking. I asked anyone else?
No.
No.
So you got the answer that
I'm
you
just
wanted.
Saying, what I heard is the winner has to raise a cup, which I also would find amusing if the Celtics have to do that. Oh, we'll get to Tatum and his night coming up. What do you think of the NBA Cup? Are you concerned at all about the Celtics and the bad habits they're getting into? Because I'd still pick them over the field for a championship, but they're not playing well. And both those things can be true. Mark is in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes.
I get two questions on the cup. First question is, these games do count towards the regular season record, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And my second question is, other than winning a trophy that actually, in my opinion, looks better than the Larry O'Brien trophy, to be totally honest with you, are there any other incentives they get for winning the cup? And
money.
I do have one brilliant comment.
Yes, they get paid. Hang on, Mark. They get paid. They get extra
more
financial incentive for winning the cup. It means much more to guys at the end of the bench than starters. What's your Bruins question?
Okay. So it is somewhat relevant then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. Thank you.
Now, on my Bruins comment, I don't know how they pulled that out of their butt last night, but they somehow did it. And I don't understand, but 0-for-4 on the penalty, on the power play again, is killing them. It's killing them.
It's not good. Pastrnak did score for the first time in 7 games.
Are they better on the power play or defending a power play? Not sure. Yeah, it really was a
race to the bottom on that one.
You know what, Jones? It was a tale of two teams last night.
It was.
As the Celtics had the game all but won in the third quarter. The Bruins had the game all but lost in the third period. And then, boom, there was a body switch movie.
Let me tell you.
The Bruins became the Celtics, and the Celtics became the Bruins.
That's why we watch, Keith. You never know what you're going to see.
No, it's a good
in
point.
These sporting events, you never.
Oh,
quite
it's wild.
Know. Even right in the middle, even when you think, you know, for 2/3 of the game, you
wild.
Don't. We'll get to the Bruins in a moment. What'd you think of Tatum last night?
I mean, I don't think he's hurt, but the fact that they were saying like a little bit of an ankle thing, you're like, all right, you kind of watch that. I don't think he's really hurt. I just think it was one of those nights he didn't shoot well. You know, he shot well in the opener, and everyone's like, oh, he fixed his shot or whatever. It's like, yeah, he's still not going to shoot, you know, 60% all season or whatever it is.
What's he at for 3? That's a good question. I'll look that
up.
So
he was 2 of 9 last night. So
he's down to 36% already on 3s. That's worse than a year ago. He was 38% a year ago.
He was 38 regular season. He took a hit in the playoffs.
No. I'm just looking at regular season numbers. He's below. Yeah, you're good point. For all the talk about his fixed shot,
I know.
He's shooting a lower field goal percentage and 3-point percentage in the regular season last year.
And then obviously the one at the very end of the game, we might have been talking very differently had he just hit that one shot. They're up by 4 with however many seconds to go, and they probably hang on and win. But no, he obviously wasn't great. He, like Jaylen Brown, and of course they have the ball in their hands a lot, but they were a big problem with the turnovers. Brown had 6, Tatum had 5. So yeah, certainly not his best game.
Here's what I didn't like about Tatum. Number one, I think he could have done more on the catch on the inbound from Jrue Holiday, where it just got thrown out of bounds. I don't blame him entirely on that. It wasn't a good inbound, but I think he could have done more on that. And so he was part of that turnover, and he said after the game, not only did he confirm he's going to play tonight, which tells me he's not hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, he played 37 minutes last night. He's not hurt.
Well, it's the NBA Cup, Jones.
He's babying his ankle and worried about it and showing you that he's hobbling around the court left and right. He's probably not 100%, but he's like 95%, and he's not injured. So he's playing tonight. He also said he should have caught that ball last night, which I agree with. He could have done more to catch it. The missed 3, whatever. The thing was 99% down. He missed, so I'll knock him for it. I'd rather he makes it. Duh.
Right.
But my big issue with him, he fell asleep again on Larry Nance on that 3.
That's another defense. It's like, what is he doing?
And it's like he falls asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it's not even like a real double team. It's not even like, oh, like, hey, yeah, you contested the shot and whatever. The guy just made a good play. He's like, no, you just kind of wander off.
He just kind of looks lost or doesn't have the effort to get out on a shooter. And maybe he just looked at it and said, that's Larry Nance. That's a big difference than Buddy Hield in the Warriors game.
True.
He looked at it and said, it's just Larry Nance. He's not going to knock it down. But Nance was knocking that shot down last night.
That's Wyoming's Larry Nance Jr. You're talking about.
5 threes.
Yeah, he's popping 3s.
5 threes.
Hey,
so he was shooting well.
Yeah.
And Tatum looks at it and goes, nah. And he knocks it down. So him getting lost on defense in clutch situations.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that. That's a guy who's supposed to be a good defender.
What did you think of the number one overall pick in the NBA draft?
Barely noticed
Stinks.
Him. Stinks. Didn't notice him.
He had that one game because, you know, in grab bag, we do the best NBA performer of the night, which is a classic staple within a staple. And he had a monster game like a week ago.
Yep.
He wasn't very good the first time the Celtics played him. And last night, he's like invisible. Like Larry Nance completely outplayed him.
Barely noticed him.
Yeah.
And so, like, to me, the guys who stuck out, Daniels is incredible on defense.
Yeah, Dyson Daniels.
Credit to Scal last night. Credit to Jrue Carter last night. I mean, early on, they're like, this Dyson Daniels is everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was.
Yep.
And Jalen Johnson is a player. He had a triple-double last night. He didn't score as much as he normally does. He took over the playmaking role for Trae Young. He's a player.
Mm-hmm.
And so those guys stood out. Not the number one pick at all.
Not at all. I mean, we knew there was a bad draft, but...
No, it's true. The number one pick in the next draft, not so good last night for Duke.
Big turnover!
Yeah, two.
There are two turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Turnover, not good. Plural. Yes.
Cooper Flag.
Re-Sashay or Cooper Flag. Take your pick. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. On Jones and Keefe, all your Celtics thoughts. Do you like the NBA Cup? Are you with me? Are you with Keefe? It's worthless. Doesn't matter. You can jump in there. We'll get to the Bruins as well. We started fleshing out some thoughts there. Did they save Monty's job? And how reliable is David Pastrnak? That's next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got the Bruins. Big winners last night,
Keefe. Huge. Huge. It looked like they were dead. And it looked like we were going to come in and maybe lead at 10 o'clock being like, is Monty still with the team?
Yeah, it wouldn't even be a question.
Is he still here?
It is. Monty is done.
Monty fired.
When are they firing him?
2-0 on power play goals. And going into the third period against a Blues team that stinks.
They were 10% on the power play.
I was going to say, they had some horrible power play numbers. And then the Bruins take penalties, and they're like, we got it. Like, we can crack through. And it's 2-0 on power play goals against a terrible team. And yet, somehow, some way, they pull a rabbit out of their hat, 3 goals in the third period, and they win in regulation.
So you guys can jump in on this. With all your Celtics thoughts, we're talking NBA Cup. Celtics, are you concerned? 617-779-7937. If you want to win Dave Chappelle tickets today, and I imagine you do, very pricey on the secondary market. We're going to be giving them away free. Just stay tuned to Jones and Keefe. We'll tell you how to win those coming up. But do you think they saved his job last night? I think you do, based on what you just said. If they lost, we'd be wondering... if he's fired, if they lose 2-0 and the score holds, or it's whatever, 3-0, 3-1, something like that, they lose the game.
Well, I don't think they saved it like for the season.
No.
But, oh, yeah, no, it's one of those things for now.
Was he getting fired today if they lost last night? Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe.
And especially the way that it was looking, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be, oh, you lost 3-2 in a shootout or whatever. Because they've had some other games where they didn't play great, but they'd get the loser point or whatever it would be. This is kind of the formula, a slow start. Penalties, giving up power play goals, just no sign of life, and then lose to a bad team on top of it. I think it would have been tough to keep him after a night like that. And again, I'm also with a lot of people that say it's not 100% on him.
It's
rarely
not.
Is in the NHL, but that's something that they do. They hope to
what can you change?
Send a new message. You're not going to change the whole roster right now. You can't do it.
And the other thing I would say, all right, Montgomery's not really part of the – I mean, he's not the problem, the only problem. But he's something you could change, number one. And number two – is he really part of the solution? Like, what does he do that's really great? What does he do, period? Like, I don't think he's that different than Jerod Mayo when it comes to, I don't really get what he does. He's a vibes guy, right? He was supposed to come
true.
In and have different vibes than Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah, the big difference
and
is
the vibes
counts,
are bad.
It counts way more in the NFL than it does in the NHL.
Agreed.
Right? Like, if both guys are the same, you're like, oh, no, that's not a good sign for your NFL team.
But in the NHL, they roll through coaches.
Oh, my God, they get that boost. Like, Cassidy was such a boost after Claude, and then Montgomery was, at least regular season, after Cassidy. And now you're already, 2 years later, you're like, maybe somebody else.
So do I singularly blame him? No, of course not. But he's the easiest fix, and it's not like he's, even when they're going well, it's not like I know what he does or can pinpoint what he does other than the players at one point seemed to like him and play for him, and now they're not.
Yeah.
So last night, to me, Keefe, is a reason for optimism beyond just the win. If you can get your best players going,
yes, yeah,
the Bruins are I don't want to say formidable team. They're a good team. Pastrnak hadn't scored in 7 games. He scores, they win. He was plus 105 last night. You get the boost somewhere depending on where
he's right.
He was plus 105 last night. I was sweating that one out.
Any ham? You have some hams?
A little bit of cash.
Nice.
So, you know,
goal and assist though too.
Pastrnak scored. He had 10 shots last night.
Yeah.
Like if Pastrnak is going. We all know they're a different team. Marchand was slow to start. He's heated up a little bit. McAvoy hadn't had a point in, 12, 13 games, something like that?
Dog's age.
He gets a goal last
goal
night.
Goal and an assist.
Geeky, I don't know that you expect Morgan Geeky to be a consistent contributor. He hadn't scored last night. He gets
but
on the score
sheet. But he'd been, a healthy scratch 3 straight games, I believe it was. And so you throw him in there and maybe, I don't know, message sent.
So to me, if you want a real silver lining in that game, and again, they are not good on the power play. They're not good at killing off penalties. They got to sort out special
penalties.
Teams. Yeah, no, they're great at
like
that.
Committing penalties.
But if you can get your best players going, that's an obvious area for the team to improve, and you saw it last night. McAvoy scores, Pastrnak scores. I don't think that's a coincidence.
And we've gotten into arguments with people about this. I still don't think their roster's that bad. Like, I think their roster's pretty good. It's not the best team in the league.
I'm not like Razor, who we'll talk to tomorrow, lamenting the loss of DeBrusk and Ullmark and guys like that. Like, I don't miss any of the guys they lost, quite frankly.
In fact, they went out and got so even if you don't like Zadorov, who I don't really care for, you don't like him either. He doesn't seem like a top pair defenseman to me, but whatever. I do like Lindholm, and then all the guys that you brought back were your best players. You brought back all of your best players. I'm not going to sit here now when I didn't want Jake DeBrusque for 5 years and then be like, man, I wish they had Jake DeBrusque. Like, I wanted him gone a long time ago. I would have kept Cassidy over Jake DeBrusque, but they didn't. But if you have Pastrnak, McAvoy, Marchand, and Swayman, like, you should be pretty good. That should be enough to get you in the playoffs. And then from there, like, obviously you got to see what happens.
Well, and Swayman's another one I left out, obviously. Like, if you can get him back to anything approaching a year ago when he was an all-star and great in the postseason, there's obviously a ton of upside.
I'm also reminded watching the game last night, I can't stand that Jordan Binnington.
Oh, Binnington?
Yeah. Ugh.
Real.
And he's probably here's a good question. This is a great question I just came up with. Is Jordan Binnington better at hockey than Nick Foles is at football? Because they both have a similar feel to me where you're like, how'd you lose to that guy?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Who's better Binnington, at their sport?
Is Binnington
I would guess Binnington a little bit off better? The top of my head, but let me try.
I don't think he's been horrible, but like I thought he was. I was shocked when he beat him.
And but it's similar. It's just like a journeyman who beats
He's not
you.
Like a stud. He's not like an all-star or anything.
Nope. Yeah, I don't. It's a good question. I don't know. To me, that feels like a real toss-up. I would lean Binnington, but I don't know.
When you look back and you're like, yeah, Nick Foles, Doug Peterson, Jordan Binnington are winning cups and Super Bowls over you.
I mean, Jordan Binnington in 19.
Yeah.
Got Hart votes and led the league in goals against. I mean, Nick Foles never did anything approaching that.
No,
he got hot in the playoffs, but he never did anything. Well,
no, but that was also when they won the cup. So that was like he was like crazy that year. Yeah. And I feel like since then he hasn't been as good. Am I wrong?
No, it's probably fair.
Okay.
He got Vezina votes. He's gotten Vezina votes in two seasons in his career. 617-779.
Honestly, more than I would have thought.
Yeah, same. 617-779-7937. David Pastrnak gets on the board. How reliable is him? We can continue to get into that. Or how reliable is he, rather? We can continue to get into that. Real quick, this is a good text. 37937. I agree with Jones. This is on the NBA Cup earlier this
hour. Oh, of course you're going to read this.
I agree with Jones. Do I get the Chappelle tickets?
Oh, no, that's not how it works.
Unfortunately, that is not how it works.
You just agree with the takes. You have to be aware of maybe the takes, or you got to be aware of something related to the show.
Gold star.
Yep.
For
trying.
Well, just being open-minded. Yep. Not a Keefe Sheep, as we call him.
Keefe Sheep?
Yeah. Keefe Sheep.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah. That'd be a good segment.
Being Keefe Sheep? Keefe Sheep.
Sheep madness.
People that call in, they're like, I agree with Keith, then hang up. Keith Sheep.
It's not any different than our calls right now.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's true. So that's not how you win Chappelle tickets.
That's
we will be doing that later on in the program today. Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike. It'll be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway a week from today. Do you consider yourself a big Jones and Keith fan? Not just a large human being.
Yeah.
But a big fan, a listener, someone who knows.
Yep, the ins and outs.
The ins and outs of the show. You're a daily listener. You would know things that happen day to day on this show.
Because we want the people to go to this concert to be
the biggest Jones and Keith.
Knowledgeable of this show.
Yes, we're not
just giving out to randoms that swoop in and steal great prizes.
It's not just a random phone number giveaway. No.
Can do that.
You need to actually know something about this show to win. And it's a great. Check the secondary market. They ain't cheap.
Oh, my God. They're insane.
But they're free here on Jones and Keith. We'll do that later on today. So make sure you're listening. We'll get to your phone calls on the Bruins and the Celtics. We should also get into Drake May. Not only his day on Sunday, his leadership off the field, but his development. Who deserves credit for that? We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.